Welcome to the Better ROI from Software Development podcast, a podcast aimed at those that fund software development and those that work with them. In a series of short weekly podcasts, I, your host Mark Taylor, hope to educate and inform on why traditional management processes won't get you the best return on your investment. And along the way, I'll provide advice on how to improve that. Hello, and welcome back to the Better ROI from Software Development podcast. In this episode, I start to look at another practice bad for ROI, the practice of asking for more planning. While on the face of it, this ask, generally from outside of the team, would commonly be considered good or common practice, over the next two episodes, I'll look at how it can actually cause dysfunctional and unexpected results. Long-term listeners will hear an amount of repetition from prior episodes, but sometimes revisiting something gives us new insights and inspirations. I've split this subject over two episodes, predominantly to keep the episodes to a relative size. In this episode, I will start by looking at the historical context of why the request for more planning, and an exploration of the high cost and dysfunctions that can arise from overplanning. And in next week's episode, I'll continue the discussion by exploring the limitations of planning in the face of complexity and uncertainty, and some approaches that can help us strike the correct balance. So today we will look at the seemingly beneficial practice of asking for more planning. Be that before we start a project, potentially causing a delay in the actual start, or mid-project to address risks and the relentless call for, can we do it quicker? Historically and intuitively, the equation has always been presented simply. More planning equals better outcomes. The thick binders, the neatly crafted Gantt charts, the exhaustive risk assessments have long been heralded as the banners of projects destined for success. However, as we'll uncover today, this venerable approach might just be a Trojan horse in the modern era of software development. There's a particular dichotomy that exists within the realm of planning. While it provides a structured pathway, anchoring our steps towards envisioned outcomes, excessive adherence to it can, paradoxically, usher us into a quagmire of inefficiencies, missed opportunities, and yes, diminished return on investment. So today we delve into why more planning has become such a pervasive mantra. Why, like the sands of time, it might be slipping through our fingers when it comes to producing valuable outcomes, and how we can master the delicate dance of preparing, yet remaining agile in our fast-pacing digital world. Let's start with a historical context of more planning and where it originated. Stepping back in time, we find ourselves immersed in an era where software development was navigated with a precision akin to engineering marvels. A step-by-step, structured and heavily planned approach was the beacon guiding projects from conception to completion. In 1970, a bright mind, Winston W. Royce, introduced us to a model that would shape software development for decades to come, the waterfall model. Royce's paradigm presented a linear and sequential approach. You conceive, you plan, you build, you test, and then you deliver. Simple on paper, and theoretically, a pathway that leaves no room for surprise mishaps, given its detailed planning phase. At its core, the waterfall model was sculpted upon a bedrock of thorough planning. Before a single line of code was written, before any architecture was erected in the digital realm, teams would huddle, strategize, and draft extensive plans. Every conceivable risk, every potential roadblock was to be defined, discussed, and strategized against right at the outset. It was a time where plans, once carved, stood immutable, governing the life cycle of the project. A mistake or an unforeseen challenge encountered in the later stage meant retracing steps all the way back, akin to a domino chain recoiling after meeting an obstacle. This, in theory, encouraged the belief that the more detailed upfront planning, the less surprises and the smoother the journey. The wisdom behind it seems unassailable. In a world where computing was costly and changes midway through the project would spiral costs and timescales out of control, planning was your fortress, safeguarding resources and ensuring that every step taken was on solid, predictable ground. But as we know, the winds of time are ever shifting, carrying with them new technologies, practices and philosophies. Our digital landscape has morphed, becoming incredibly dynamic and unpredictably turbulent. The waterfall model, with its exhaustive upfront planning, begins to resemble an ancient relic amidst the agile and adaptive methodologies sprouting up in our contemporary digital age. And this poses a contemplative pause for our modern leaders. Is the fortress built by exhaustive planning still impregnable in today's rapidly evolving technical world? Or have we arrived at a juncture where its walls, though crafted with meticulous care, have begun to crumble under the weight of innovation, adaptability, and speed? With the history of the waterfall model illuminating our retrospective, let's journey into understanding the why behind the perennial call for more planning in software development endeavours. The landscape is painted with myriad shades of fears, anxieties, and genuine concerns that have, for decades, shaped our collective conscience about planning. Picture this. A visionary project rich with innovative ideas, groundbreaking functionalities, and the potential to redefine market dynamics. But alas, the brilliant beacon dims into a flicker, and finally a heart-wrenching blackout. The culprit? A cascade of over-budget scenarios, delayed timescales, and ever-growing scope that inadvertently shaped an abyss too wide to bridge. A narrative far too familiar in the chronicles of software development. Let's travel back to 2011. An ambitious adventure unfolds with the launch of the healthcare.gov project. Envisioned to be a cornerstone of healthcare accessibility in the United States, it was a project of colossal scale and profound impact. But upon its release in October 2013, users were greeted not with seamless functionality, but with glaring errors, frustrating glitches, and an overall tumultuous user experience. Insufficient planning, underestimation of technical complexities, and an inadequate test regime cast a shadow over what was meant to be a beacon of progress and accessibility. The project, initially budgeted for $93.7 million, cascaded into a staggering financial sinkhole, with costs reporting rising over $1.7 billion by 2014. A testament to how insufficient planning and oversight can morph dreams into nightmares. And herein lies the bedrock of our collective anxiety and the move towards exhaustive planning. The pain points are palpable. The fear of straying beyond budget confines. The dread of timelines slipping through our fingers like grains of sand. And the unnerving potential of scope creep, morphing a well-intentioned project into an unrecognisable resource-draining entity. It is within these fears that the call for planning finds its voice, echoing through the corridors of enterprises, whispering that if only we plan enough, detail enough, predict enough, we can shield ourselves from the torment of unforeseen complications and secure our project in a cocoon of predictability and safety. And this doesn't just happen at the instigation of a project. It can happen midway through. Some cause for concern occurs, perceived or otherwise, and before we know it, focus is pulled from doing the work to planning the work, more often than not producing the feared outcomes. How often do we have a call for more planning on a project that is perceived at risk of delivering late, only for the shift of effort going into more planning, resulting in exactly that outcome? But as we peer through the looking glass, probing into the realms of rapid technology evolution and market dynamics, we find ourselves entwined in a quandary. Can we truly, in this era of perpetual digital transformation, plan for it all? Or are we clinging to an illusion of control while unknowingly steering our vessel into uncharted, turbulent waters? Let's take some time to look at the risks resulting from excessive planning. Let's look at diminished returns and overheads, stalling progress, and false security. Let's start with the risk of diminished returns and overheads in excessive planning. The risks of where the law of diminishing returns casts a shadow upon the meticulously crafted plans and strategies that we have, as conscientious leaders, have so arduously constructed. Let's unfold this with a simple analogy. Imagine planting a seed, nourishing it with water and nutrients. A young sapling emerges, thriving with every drop of water. But what happens if we continually pour water, believing more is better? The roots, once gratefully absorbing the nurture, begin to drown and our sapling withers away, despite our intents to nourish. This analogy resonates strikingly with the concept of planning and software development. Initially, every hour spent planning reaps benefits, clarifying vision, aligning teams, foreseeing challenges. But beyond a certain threshold, every additional hour begins to yield less and less tangible value. The return on investment, ROI, of planning starts to dwindle, and ironically, the endeavour to eliminate risks and uncertainty begins itself to morph into a risk. Consider the tale of the Airbus A380, a marvel of aviation technology, an embodiment of what human engineering can achieve. The project, initially announced in 2000 with an estimated cost of around $10.7 billion, spiralled into a cost-intensive endeavour, exceeding its budget significantly and launching 2 years behind schedule, with a total development cost reportedly swelling to about $25 billion. Airbus, armed with extensive planning, meticulous design and an experienced ensemble of experts, encountered the turbulent storms of challenges that their planning could not shield them against. Amongst the varied issues was a catastrophic wiring problem, where the extensive wiring harness, critical to the aircraft's functionality, did not fit as intended. A seemingly technical glitch beneath it lay an ocean of unplanned repercussions, delays and financial loss. Here, amidst the web of extensive planning, surfaced a profound realization. In our pursuit to encapsulate all foreseen variables, we inadvertently construct an overhead. An extensive resource-draining overhead that not only diminishes the return on our planning efforts, but also blinds us to the pulsating dynamic realities of project execution. In the realm of software development, where change is the only constant, the known unknowns and the unknown unknowns often eclipse the meticulously charted pathways, revealing that the more we tighten our grip over planning, the more variables slip through our fingers, unaccounted and uncontrolled. You may already be starting to think, how then do we balance the scales? Ensuring our planning is neither a starving sapling nor a drowning entity, but a thriving tree under whose shade our projects can prosper and bloom. That's great if you are. You're already on the correct line. But more on this in the next episode. Let's move on to the risk of stalling progress with excessive planning. Within this, we find ourselves in a particularly intriguing paradox. The time we're in deliberate and diligent planning, though conceived with the noblest of intentions, inadvertently sows the seeds of stalled progress and unharvested opportunities. Picture a pendulum oscillating meticulously between planning and action. Now imagine the pendulum pausing, lingering a tad too long on the side of planning, pondering our variables, strategies, and hypothetical situations. The world doesn't pause, it spins onwards, and the pendulum finds that upon its swing towards action, the landscape has morphed, sometimes subtly, but at sometimes monumentally. This is where the quandary of stalling progress unveils itself. When the phase of planning prolongs, stretches and overshadows the vibrant tapestry of actual execution, we inadvertently anchor ourselves, while the tides of technology and market dynamics sail forwards, often reshaping the shores we intend to explore. A prolonged planning phase, with its meticulous scrutiny and pursuit of perfection, sometimes fails to recognise that while it strategizes, the technology it intends to use might be evolving, shifting, and sometimes transmuting into a different entity entirely. What was a cutting-edge concept at the commencement of the planning cycle may become more standard or even obsolete by the time the actual work breathes life. Now cast your thoughts upon the realm of opportunities, potential triumphs that could have embellished our banners if the product had sailed to the market just a tad sooner. The opportunity costs shadowing excessive planning are often elusive, intangible, yet profoundly impactful. Every day that a product lingers in the cocoon of planning, is a day where potential market advantages, user acquisition, and pioneering leaps could be missed, slipping through our fingers into the vast abyss of what could have been. This is not mere theoretical musing, but a resonating reality that is silently whispered through the annals of numerous enterprises. Projects with their roots deeply entrenched in exhaustive planning sometimes find themselves gazing upon a market that has shifted its desires, a technology that has evolved its capabilities, and capabilities who have captured the once virgin territories intended to be explored. So here we are at a crossroad, peering into the horizon of striking a balance between diligent planning and nimble execution. Again, that word balance. How do we ensure that our planning becomes the wind beneath our project's wings, propelling it forwards rather than an anchor that, albeit secure, bounds it to an unyielding depths of static inertia? Let's move on to the false security that we can take from planning. There's a timeless adage penned by Scottish poet Robert Burns and oft echoed through various mediums. The best laid plans of mice and men often go awry. It's an echo from a past that tenderly nudges our understanding of predictability and control within the vortex of project management and development. These words, steeped in poetic wisdom, gently guide us towards acknowledging a pervasive, albeit unintended, consequence of detailed planning. A meticulously woven tapestry that portrays a semblance of impenetrable security and calculable predictability. Stakeholders, developers, and leaders may gaze upon this tapestry and find comfort in the belief that every risk has been anticipated, every challenge foreseen, and every variable controlled. But what happens when the unanticipated winds of change, unpredictability, and unseen variables whisper through the corridors of our project? The tapestry may waver, threads may unravel, and the fortress of security begins to display its vulnerabilities. This is not mere philosophical musings, but a palpable reality. Overly detailed plans, with their intrinsic desire to mitigate all conceivable risks, sometimes craft a sanctuary of false security. Within this sanctuary, the belief that every storm can be weathered because it has been predicted might veil the actuality that in our pursuits to predict the storm, we may have inadvertently set sail into its eye. For instance, the act of crafting a detailed plan may solidify a predetermined pathway, causing a potential rigidity in approach and possibly stifling the organic adaptability that may be imperative in navigating through the unforeseen challenges and opportunities that unfold along the journey. We may avoid certain risks, yes, but we might also inadvertently engineer new ones, born from the very plans intended to circumvent them. As we seek security within our carefully constructed plans, a delicate question lingers in the air. Can we ever truly encapsulate all the dynamic variables, the ebbs and flows of technology evolution, and the unforeseeable shifts in market currents within the realm that we're planning, no matter how detailed and thorough? As we draw a close to this episode, I wanted to summarise a few key points so far. It's historical muscle memory that causes us to ask for more planning. We believe that planning will provide us a safe harbour. But, as this episode has shown, it's easy for us to get the balance wrong and fall into the dysfunction rather than into a happy place. Join me in next week's episode, in which I explore the cause of those dysfunctions, the limitations of planning, and some approaches to help us strike the correct balance. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode. I look forward to speaking to you again next week. This podcast has been hosted by me, Mark Taylor. It has been provided by Red Folder Consultancy Limited, a consultancy that can help you achieve better return on your software development investment. You can contact them at red-folder.com or reach out to me on Twitter at redfoldermark. If you're getting value from this series, please tell a friend and help me grow my audience.